This is your daily mind medicine.
Yo, what's up? Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is. Welcome to a daily mind medicine. It's Tuesday. I got a really good one for you today. I'm telling you, actually, when I thought about this one, I was like, ooh, that's going to leave a mark. I'm going to have to think about this one. This is basically going to be me speaking to myself, and I'm going to record it so you can listen to it. That's like one of the coolest parts about this show, by the way. These are the things that I think about just on a daily basis. I love that we live in this age of technology and communication. And there are things that I've learned just from listening to podcasts that, you know, my ancestors 400 years ago, never in a million years would they have felt like they could have access to this. But I'm able to listen driving in my Tesla on the way to work in the morning because somebody took the time to record it. So if you like that, do me a favor, just hit a review on Spotify or podcast, whatever you're listening to. Part of what that does is it tells the algorithms that this is a good show for people to listen to. If you don't think it's a good show, well, goodbye. Don't leave a review, but it was great. Great knowing you. No, I'm just kidding. No, not about the review, but about goodbye. Here's the lesson from today. Apologies, by the way. If I feel like I'm out of breath, it's because I've made a commitment to get in shape in a different way the next couple of months. So a lot of times I used to record these in my car. Now I'm actually recording a lot of them outside doing cardio. But I used to believe, you might have even heard me say this, when you make a decision to level up, you know, resistance will come and it will come against you. I used to say this all the time. I believed it too, 100%. When you decide that you're going to make more money, it's like the universe is like, bam, you know, resistance, turbulence, chaos, pressure. I realize in hindsight that it's a juvenile way to look at something. And here's why. Let me explain this. It's very important because the same thing can be said in a way that accounts for context. And here's what I mean by that. What really is happening is when you make a decision or a proclamation or a commitment, you invest into yourself, you invest into, you know, let's say it's not even a program. Let's just say you're like, you know, I got to get out of the city. I'm going to move to a new city. A city that has other people like the way I want to be. A city that has more access to opportunities. It doesn't have to be paying for information online. It's just you make a decision to move forward and upward. The world around you is constantly reading you, trying to learn what is it this person wants. This is called quantum. Not quantum as like the dumb BS marketing words that people put on this. It's literally called quantum physics. It's like, it's a literal thing. There's a reality around you that's observing. And when you observe it, it changes. And here's how this works. You make a proclamation or a decision. That decision leads to an intention. All right, here's, check this out. I'm going to move to, you know, whatever, Nashville. I'm going to move to Nashville because there's opportunity in Nashville. I'm going to leave where I'm at. I'm going to move to a new city. All of a sudden, there's intention, which changes what you look at. Intention guides the observer to notice different details that you wouldn't notice before. So the decision leads to intention. When you have intention, we talk about this in one of my programs called Belief Architecture. And Belief Architecture is part of ARENA. You should hop into the community. Your link will be in the show notes. But in Belief Architecture, we talk about the intention is one of the central ingredients for you getting what you want. So the decision leads to intention. The intention communicates to the world around you that you would like help getting to that destination. And here's what happens. Watch this. This is where the discrepancy comes in from what I used to believe to what I believe now. Let's say that your life is like an elevator. And right now you're on level 2 and moving to Nashville puts you at level 10 or whatever the moving forward is, the new relationship, the new program, the new whatever. Here's what's happening. You set the intention. I need to get positioned to move into this place. And life notices your intention and your frequency. And they say, okay, time to move this person from level 2 to level 10. Boom, you shoot up. What does it feel like when you shoot up from level 2 to level 4 to level 6 to level 9 to level 10? Downward force. It feels like gravity. This is the resistance that we feel. It's not the resistance where it's like, hey, I want to level my life up. Okay, boom, clock you in the mouth. That's what I used to believe. That's not true. What's really happening is when the decision is made, the intention is set, life conspires to help you. This changes everything. Because if life's trying to help you, you don't have to be adversarial against it. You don't have to fight with it. But you do get to realize, hey, I'm just going from level 2 to level 10. And it's going to feel like the G's are a little higher, a little bit higher gravity. Because I'm going from 2 to 10. Feels like life might be actually repositioning me right now. This is a beautiful reframe. It explains a lot when you decide to make a big leap or a big step forward. Absolutely, resistance will come, but it's not coming to keep you in place. It's coming to put you in the right place. Sometimes you just gotta go with it. See ya.